I think the key to crowd work is that once you do, you have to do it a few times to figure this out, but I think, and I just like sat there like silent, like, are you going to hit me or not?
Yeah. Like, this seems like a big moment over for you.
Someone turn on the camera. This could be big for my career. Yeah. But I was too shy and I wouldn't knock to tell him to let me into the bathroom. I just tried to hold it and then I just shit my pants in my own living room. There was a bathroom right there. I think the door might have even been
so
unlocked.
So close, but so far.
So close.
Yo, the f-
we're right, just we yeah. don't have guests on very often, so
yeah. Oh, gotcha. Here yeah. we go. Here yeah. I are.
I think you're number two.
Oh,
I'm
really?
Gonna say
who's
number
the
two?
Other one?
Oh, we had a porn star.
Oh,
yeah. Name's Rebecca
okay.
Vanguard.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. There we go. Yeah, I'll be the exact same interview. Yeah. I'll be the exact same.
She sat in that chair, so
oh,
yeah, you're already
cool.
on the
okay.
way.
You're
there
basically already a porn star.
Yeah. Was she a good? A good porn
oh,
star.
Yeah.
She's a good
I think
porn
so,
star.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I don't know anything about porn. I don't watch porn.
You don't watch porn?
I don't watch porn. Yeah, it's a weird. No one ever yeah. believes. Yeah, I just don't watch porn.
Well, didn't you say it took you like how many years to start masturbating or something? Or
yeah,
you never
24,
jerked off?
25. Yeah. 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 I don't know why. I really don't have any explanation for that one. Yeah.
That's okay. And then you replaced that time with
reading Wikipedia and
yes.
being a huge nerd. Yeah.
Yep,
huge
I love
nerd.
That.
Yeah.
I sent him your bit.
Oh, the cat knowing all the country yep. capitals. Yeah.
Craziest bit I've ever seen.
Yeah, that one's fun. That's a fun one. I don't think I know. Now that I mastered, I think some of the knowledge has leached from my brain. I don't think I know all of them. I probably know 70% of them probably now.
Okay.
Your brain knows pleasure now.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. A little cum leaked into my frontal lobe and it took the spot of the capital of Gabon. I don't know that anymore.
You know,
good, I think.
You know what? I would put masturbation over knowing the capitals.
Until I masturbate, I was like, ah, I'm sure it's overrated. Then I masturbate, I was like, oh, this shit rips.
Yeah.
I don't know how I was living. I lived 25 years without it. It's incredible.
You ever go through any of those phases where you're like, I'm not going to masturbate for a week? Like, I don't know, maybe you were just,
yeah.
like,
oh,
you
sure.
saw too
yeah.
many alpha male.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, like the no nut November, like,
yeah.
no fap
for more just,
or whatever.
Like, mental, like, you just,
yeah.
like, you just have, like, this epiphany, like, you wake up, you're like, I'm just not gonna jerk off for a while. But, I have those, like, all the time.
Really?
But then you go yeah. back to it, and you're like.
You're like, why did I leave?
Exactly.
Same with alcohol.
yeah.
Be like, no alcohol for 2 weeks. Then
yep.
I have a beer, and I'm like, this is the greatest feeling
yeah.
in the world.
You get a little
There's
buzzed, you're
better.
Like, why did I not
Yeah, it's
do
the
this?
Best. There's no reason to be sober, ever. No. It's stupid.
Guys, we got Jeffrey. Correct me if I'm saying this right. Osmus?
That's right.
Osmus.
There you go. Nailed it.
I'm not going to lie. The first time I saw your name, I was like, Asmus.
Everyone's saying Asmus. I don't even care. I'm not
Jeffrey
proud of my
Asmus.
German heritage. I don't give a shit.
I would celebrate Asmus, though.
Asmus is great.
Yeah.
I was called Jeffrey Astamouth a lot. Yeah. That was a fun little nickname in college. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I binged your podcast before you came on.
Oh,
I was like,
yeah.
I got to know everything.
Oh, nice.
And you're an
Hell
ass
yeah.
guy. So it just fits.
I am an
yeah.
ass guy.
Yeah.
Got to be. Tits are for kids.
Yep.
Exactly.
That's juvenile
mm-hmm.
shit.
Yeah.
I think
Grow
that's
up.
Undeveloped sexuality. That's
mm-hmm.
lame.
Mm-hmm.
For just really quick, for anybody who doesn't know Jeffrey, very accomplished comedian.
Oh,
very
yeah.
funny.
Thank you.
Zemi and I went and saw you in Houston,
yep.
and
that's right at the
yeah.
riot.
Yeah.
Why were you guys in town again? What were you doing down there?
Just a whole. Our friend lives down there. Works
oh,
in Astor,
nice.
Visiting him. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah,
yeah. That was a fun time. Yeah. That was a cool venue too.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
It was just like I saw your clips on TikTok. I was posting from our podcast account,
uh-huh.
and I was just waiting for it to upload. And yours thing was the first thing there, and I just went down a rabbit hole
oh,
of
hell,
like,
yeah.
yo, this guy's funny as fuck. And then I saw that you had just been in Minneapolis, and so that's when I DM'd you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember that. Yeah.
And then I was like, we booked this trip to Houston, and one of your clips came up, and you mentioned Houston. I was like, that's literally the exact same time.
That's a little serendipity. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a little wild. Yeah.
Almost
and then I got way too drunk and was too hungover to record
that's
in
okay.
Houston. I remember that.
Happens to the best of us.
Yeah. I can't drink in the heat. As you get older,
yes.
you have all these caveats when you drink.
yeah.
I can't drink before 8 p.m.
But...
I can't drink above 85 degrees. I just can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little pussy now.
No shots or like
no,
shots are limited.
Only tequila. I can only
yep.
do tequila.
Really?
Yeah, I can't have whiskey anymore. I'm out on whiskey.
Like on shots or mixed drinks?
Either one. I just can't have
really?
Dark liquors anymore.
What's your favorite tequila drink then?
Oh, the tequila drink.
Yeah.
I don't really get tequila mixed drinks. I get gin and tonic. That's my mixed
oh, okay.
drink.
Yeah,
that's what
I
do.
Get a gin and tonic
yeah.
or a Moscow Mule
yeah.
would be the drink for me.
Okay.
Those rip.
Yeah. Tequila, nice. What's a tequila drink?
You can do a tequila sunrise.
Margaritas are good, I mean.
Yeah, margaritas, tequila sunrise, a paloma. Paloma's my
what's
favorite.
What's a paloma again?
A paloma is grapefruit juice and tequila. And then maybe some like club soda or something.
Okay,
too,
you can't take antidepressants and have a paloma.
No.
Yeah, the,
I mean,
because grapefruit juice fucks with your antidepressants.
Really?
Yeah, you
holy
can't.
Shit.
Yeah, you can't have.
Oh,
like,
I thought you were saying that.
Oh, no, no. There's like a really specific. If you take antidepressants, you can't drink grapefruit juice. There's like a weird reaction between antidepressants. I only know that because I did them in college, and they were always like, you can have alcohol, it's not a good decision, but don't have grapefruit juice. It's like this weird thing with antidepressants. Yeah.
Damn.
I don't know why.
The more you know.
More you know, yeah.
So it's funny. I was telling Zemi, we were trying to come up with some stuff to like chat about, and sure. I love on your podcast the clips of you just asking like, are you smarter than a fifth grader questions to Alex?
Oh, yeah.
And him just like, not knowing the answers.
He's my co-host Alex Dragovich is such a great man, filled with a lot of life experience, but very little book knowledge.
That's
which
okay.
You don't really need that when you
no.
when you boil it
100%.
Down. I think being smart is a waste of time.
Yeah.
I think I'm a smart person and I wish I wasn't. There's no benefit to being smart.
Well, like traditionally smart. I think there's a difference between traditional smart capabilities, that's probably not the right way to put it.
Yeah.
And like street smarts.
Oh,
which
for
is,
sure. Yeah, yeah. Like I have no street smarts. No.
I always joke. I'm like, I got pretty good grades, got good scores on the SATs, ACTs, but my siblings are like all way smarter than me. I'm like black sheep. But
I would say
street smarts, they ain't got shit on me.
Oh,
and I'll
take
that
any day. You're the street smarts guy?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not. 100%. Yeah, I have no idea how to cultivate relationships with people. I just figured out eye contact a couple years ago. Like, I'm new to all this. Shaking a hand. The dap. I fuck up a dap
the
every
dap,
week.
The dap fuck up though, like that hits home. Like when you're like go for like one of these and they're like,
oh, I'm like, always doing this when they're going like this.
Yeah,
I do a fist bump in an open hand.
Yeah.
Oh, and it's like, that's the end of a friendship. It's over.
It's not. You can't even start.
I delete their
over.
Number. I'm like, I guess I got to get a new friend.
Time to move.
Yeah.
Thank God I'm only here for a night.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. Yeah.
So we wanted to put you on the spot here.
Okay.
We're hoping this turns out well.
Okay.
So like our thing on our podcast is we have like what we call little pee-pee boys or little poo-poo boys.
Okay.
And they're like, I don't even remember when we started doing this, but just telling listener stories or like stories that we find of people
or
pissing
ourselves.
Or of ourselves. That's how it really started.
Oh, you pissing or pooping yourself?
Yeah.
Okay, I love
not
that.
As a baby.
Not as like, of course, as
you
a
get
grown
the,
adult.
You get the grace. You know?
Okay.
Grown ass adult.
Yeah. You know what? You're going to ask me one? Yeah. Okay.
Do you have one?
I actually have a great one. Okay. It was a little poo-poo boy. this was maybe 2018, 2019. I was living in New York in a very, very... This warehouse is bigger than where me and three other roommates live. This is probably
three times the size
of where me and three people lived in Queens, New York in like 2018.
Three times?
Probably.
Holy
probably. The bathroom. Yeah, it was very...
Yeah.
I had a bed... And I had to take the door off my closet because it could not open and have a bed in the same room.
How much were you paying? Like five grand a month total?
I actually was cheap. It was like $700 a month.
Okay.
So that,
okay.
That's not bad. Actually, we were getting what we paid for. But so I had,
like, not even, I feel like.
Not really. Yeah, not really.
$700 a month will go pretty far here.
Really?
could get a studio.
Easily.
In like uptown for
$700
a month.
With like a nicer kitchen, I'm sure, than we had. So I had, we had one bathroom for the three or four of us. I can't remember how many people, three or four. And my roommate, he's a great comic named Ronan Hirschberg, one of the funniest comics. And he had a thing where he took a bath every morning. He takes a bath. And from like 10 to 11:30 every morning, he's in the bathtub reading. He's reading this massive like Infinite Jest book or whatever. That's just what he did. Took a bath every morning, whatever. Let him do what he wants to do. But one morning I wake up, and when I got a shit, I got a shit. I don't know about you guys, but I have about 5 minutes from point of contact to point of release. Like that's just how it is. It's like, I don't know if it's a disease or whatever, but it has to happen. And I have this. I'm too polite, and I knew he was in the bathroom. The curtains were drawn. I could have knocked. He would have opened the door. But I was too shy, and I wouldn't knock to tell him to let me into the bathroom. I just tried to hold it, and then I just shit my pants in my old living room. There was a bathroom right there. I think the door might have even been
so
unlocked.
So close, but so far.
So close. But I think the door was unlocked, but I was just too nervous. Like, I didn't want to ruin his bath time. I was like, oh, no. Minnesota nice. Yeah. Passive aggressive.
I'll just wait.
I'll just shit my pants. The diarrhea dribbles down my leg in my own living
room.
Fill
my socks.
I take a towel, wipe it up, throw my pants and soiled clothes in like an old hobo, swing over, sack. And then I swung it into the trash downstairs and
buried
didn't tell anyone
shame.
For a week that I was just covered
shit.
In my own
a week
shit.
Probably that's good,
a
honestly.
While I couldn't talk about it. I was so ashamed I just like I had to wait for him to finish his tub and I was just covered in shit. You can't get it all
were
off.
Any of your roommates home at all?
No.
Okay, silver lining.
Yeah, they couldn't, they didn't see it. Yep. A little poop dribbled on the floor. I had to wipe it off the floor.
Yeah.
Because of course it was diarrhea. It's not going to be a fucking good
just a hard,
shit.
Solid.
Yeah, of course. It's never that. Whenever you shit yourself, it's always diarrhea.
Yeah.
And I've shit myself a few times. But yeah, that was the worst one. That was... In your own living room, that's tough. At age 26, 27.
Being so close.
So literally 5 feet from a toilet that I'd been 5 feet away from for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Just like pacing, like, oh, come on, Ron.
Should I do it? Come on.
Yeah. Should I knock? And I decided not to. I like texted him, but he's in the tub.
I didn't see
his phone
answer.
Go off in the living room.
Sorry, I'm not on the phone in the tub, dude. Yeah, that's fair.
No, I honestly, a week after being embarrassed is incredible. Like, when did I tell you? I didn't tell you for like years about me pissing on my floor.
Yeah,
like,
that was.
Oh, you're saying it was you're surprised I didn't keep it longer?
Yeah.
I
would have probably like 3 years later been like, hey guys, by the way,
while you're blackout drunk sometimes that's the time. Yeah,
got
that's
that liquid
true.
courage.
I got that Catholic guilt. I like, and I didn't want it to happen again, so I had to be like, if I gotta go, I'm gonna knock.
Yeah,
you need to let me in. And he would have, he's like, yeah,
I
would have knocked, like,
for emergencies.
Yeah, and he immediately was like, yeah, God, dude, I would have let you in if you had to shit your pants. I'm not gonna look at your dick. We can we can poop for a minute next to each other. It's not a big deal. That's such like toxic masculinity. Yeah. I could never poop next to my friend.
Yeah,
and it's like, he's gonna try to fuck me.
Yeah,
it's like, what? I think it'll be fine.
That's crazy. Yeah. That's like the only time I would think someone is not trying to fuck me.
No,
definitely like dropping a deuce. Just like that guy's. There's no way he could fuck me right now.
That is the least sexy time to be alive.
If I were into you, it's not while you're shitting.
Yes. No woman is hot while shitting. That's the great equalizer. Yeah, shitting. We all have a little poop in us at all times.
Yeah,
that's the great equalizer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
true.
You are no better than me.
No matter how beautiful a model is, they got a little poop in them right now. That's what I like to think about.
Or like I like to think. Anyone who hasn't shit themselves or pissed themselves is like lying.
Lying.
Or who say they haven't.
Lying or like your timer's going.
Yeah. Or it's coming. Yeah.
Right.
And so that's what I think just of those models is like deep in, you know, their memories is that one about them like just, you know, drinking too much and shitting themselves. Like, think
that's
about
why they don't eat food anymore, because they all shit themselves when they were 16. They remember that.
True. Yeah.
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 Elon Musk has $220 billion. He still gets bent over the toilet with diarrhea once or twice a month. That's great. Mm-hmm.
I think that's
good.
It's a good perspective.
We all get humbled by the toilet in the end. Yeah. I think that's true.
The law is the toilet at the end.
The toilet is, we all.
Judge, jury, and executioner.
We all die shitting. That's just how life goes. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's good. That's
I don't
good.
Know if
like
everyone
that.
Does, but I know it's definitely a thing that people do. Mm.
We all die releasing whatever's left in our bodies.
Yeah. Might as well let it out now. Yeah.
Get used to it now, too.
Yeah.
Get comfortable with
it. Right.
Cool, man.
Have you guys have pooped yourself?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
plenty
good.
Of times.
Good.
What was the?
I haven't pooped. I mean, like, as a kid, but like, I have. That's a straight up lie. I have. I'm 100% shit myself. It was insane.
Have you talked about it on here?
No. I think so, yeah. So
bring
I
it
was,
up again, because I cannot remember.
Yeah, no. Okay, so I was in Colorado with my family for a wedding. It was a destination wedding in Estes Park.
Oh, great place.
Fun. Do you know the fun fact about Estes Park?
No.
What movie was filmed there in the hotel?
Oh. What decade movie?
Oh, I know.
Horror movie.
Shining?
Yep.
Is it Shining?
Yep.
Oh, shit.
Yeah,
nice.
So the hotel, The Shining.
Oh, cool. You stayed at that hotel?
We didn't stay there, but we went and saw it and stuff, and it was just cool.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
I liked that movie growing up, but we were... It was kind of funny, like, both me and my dad were, like, we got in the car because we drove there, And we were sitting there, and I was kind of like, yo, dad, so, you know, like to immerse in the culture of Colorado, like, weed is legal there.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
he was like, oh, yeah, like, I was thinking about that, too. And then, like, we ended up, like, both knowing the the closest dispensary to our
you both been planning this
yeah we both
time.
Like we both have been planning
like, I'm gonna
I
smoke
love that.
With my son
it's yeah. a cool dad
exactly
cool dad move,
and so
yeah.
We do the wedding or we get there, we get unpacked, and like we're staying in like it's like a motel style hotel or motel, but like it's yeah. It's like made out of like log wood, like it's like nice sure. It wasn't just like a mm-hmm. Motel 6, but so I go outside, we pick up everything, we go to the dispensary, get some weed, and I'm like, another funny thing is, like, I'm, like, sitting there, like, trying to, like, I don't know how to roll joints, like, and I was, like, in high school or something
oh,
at that time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And, like, I really didn't know, like, what I was doing, and I was, like, sitting there, like, trying to roll it, and, like, he was just, like, my dad looks at me, and he's just, like, how do you know how to do that? He's like, how do you know how to do that? And I was, like, I mean, like, I'm just guessing. And he's like, just, he's like, under the assumption that I do this all the time. I'm like, dad, no, like, I'm trying to just fold this and, like, give me your hand. And,
I don't
like,
think I've ever rolled a joint before.
Really?
It's never.
Oh, it's a fun
never.
It's a fun, like,
I don't know if I could do it anymore, but it's a fun, it's a good little 5 minute, like,
yeah,
fun little zen thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good way to
it's
put it.
It's also fun to, like, I made this, I get to smoke this.
Yeah.
Like, farm to table.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. That's kind of
non-GMO.
Yeah,
self-made.
Yeah,
man,
self-made millionaire. So we like finally like put together this thing, this joint, you could maybe say, and we go out.
Nothing worse than a bad joint, though.
Yeah,
a poorly constructed joint where it all falls apart.
Yeah,
I can see it right
depressing.
Now in my head. It's making me mad.
Yeah, yeah.
The joint you smoked.
And so we get a fire going. We're outside. I was like, all right, dad, like time to smoke weed.
Yeah.
And I light it up and like take a few hits and I pass it to him. And I could see that he's like not inhaling, like how like it's like a cigarette, like it's
yeah.
the same thing. And he's like not doing that. And I was like, all right, pussy, like, yeah, I don't smoke that much, so like I need help with this. Like, and he's just like taps out after like two or three like little rotations.
He's high, even though he didn't
yeah,
inhale at all.
Like, yeah, and like he wasn't like, oh, like I'm too gone. He's just like, that's good for me. And I was like, dude, we have like this whole thing fucking left. Like, what am I supposed to do here?
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay, fuck. So like I'm like, I'm not a pussy. And I'm just like talking to myself in my head, like trying to like kill this whole thing. And I do, and I throw it in the bonfire, and I'm kind of just hanging out talking, and I kind of start getting like hot, and I was like, it's kind of weird. I mean, we're by fire, but I was like overwhelmingly hot.
Oh,
and I was just
yeah.
like, okay.
Oh,
uh-oh.
And then I stand up, and I stand up thinking it'd be better. Immediately, like, you know how like lightheaded when you stand up?
Oh, was it
so,
the
like,
altitude? Is that kind of what it was?
Maybe. I have no idea, but all of a sudden I stand up, and I'm like, I am not good. And I start walking, and my dad's like, where are you going? And I start walking, and I fucking black out.
What?
And like collapse to the ground.
Holy
oh my
shit.
God. This is what I remember.
This is a Republican lawmaker's wet dream that a guy dies like, from yeah. weed. It happened! It happened! Estes Park!
This could be you.
Yeah, this could be you. Oh my
take
God.
Take this section of the podcast and just
yeah.
fucking...
Weed
say
is
no
dangerous.
To weed. Stop you, marijuana.
You fell over?
Yeah. Yeah. I fully like knees hit the ground and like scorpion to like the fucking wham.
Oh my
God. So here's
God.
What I remember. I remember like blacking out, coming to, and my dad has my arm around him, and he's just like, come on, Matt. And like I go out again, and then I wake up and I'm like standing up like outside of our hotel room that goes right into like our hotel room. And once I got there, I was totally fine.
Oh, really? In like a space of 5 minutes
like,
or something?
Yeah. Like just from like falling over and like my dad getting me to the hotel, I was fine.
Yeah.
But something was off.
Oh.
And so I had asphalt like on my leg, like in my knees, like, cause it was like an asphalt, driveway I
sure,
fell in or
sure.
whatever. And so I was like, what the heck? And then like I felt that something was off. And so I walk over to the toilet, I shake my shorts, and a fucking turd
falls. Oh yeah.
I literally passed out and shit my pants.
And then your dad
in
carried
front of
you?
My dad carried me to
did
the
he
hotel.
Notice the poop? Did you
no.
ever tell him?
I eventually did.
Yeah.
And I was just like, he was like, he, and then he like got me there and went to the bonfire to put it out and like whatever. And he comes back and he's like, dude, what the, like, what just happened? And I was like, I don't know, but like, I'm fine now. Like, I don't feel anything. I just like, I think it was the standing up too fast. Like,
yeah,
definitely smoked way more than I
should
have. I
bet the elevation.
And then the elevation, I didn't even think about that.
True, yeah.
But somehow that, I mean, that made me pass out, but then for some reason, I shit my pants.
Wow. Your body had a little death.
Yeah.
Just died a little.
Fake
death. Yeah. Oh, wow. Was your dad like this weed, no more weed for you?
No, he didn't blame the weed. No.
Oh, that's
he was
cool,
just
cool
more,
dad.
No, this motherfucker, the next day, we're at the wedding, and he's like, Matt had a rough night.
Oh,
I was like, you?
You? You're trying to flirt with some bridesmaids. He's like, Professor Poopy Pants over here. Okay.
Dr. Poophead over here.
Yeah, I had one hit from a joint, couldn't take
Dude, this guy can't hang. Reception, he's cut off. You can go home, buddy.
Dude, I don't think you've ever mentioned that story on the podcast.
I think I have.
That's incredible.
That's a wild story. I've never heard of anyone passing out from weed.
I think
that's
it was
insane.
I was sitting down and then like I was starting to get, I think I was just like feeling the effects more and I was like getting all nervous.
Yeah.
And then I stood up, which like I stand up and get lightheaded all the time. So,
okay.
That is very normal.
Need some iron, boy.
Yeah.
But I was just in Denver last week and the altitude fucked. I had weed my first night there and I thought I was going to pass out. I was like vibrating.
Yeah.
I haven't been that high in years.
And then I mean, too, just like from coming from here, like, weed is like
the weed's probably better there.
Yes. 100%.
So I was just like, it was like a shit sandwich, pun intended, like stacked up against
was
me.
Was it a mushy poop?
No, like, it was like, thankfully, it was like solid.
Just a little turd. It was a solid turd.
Yeah, I could wiggle her out and she just fell out of my pants.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's kind of fun.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
You don't see that. I feel like it's always diarrhea.
Yeah.
That was
my silver lining that it wasn't a diarrhea situation. So
that's
it was
good.
That was my poopy boy story. But other than that, I don't think I've ever actually like shit my pants, or I don't think I've really peed my pants either.
Everyone should do it once or twice.
Oh,
humbling. It's humbling.
Yeah.
It's good.
Absolutely.
I mean, I've recently shit my pants, but it wasn't entertaining. It was just I sneezed and then.
Oh, really?
Just had diarrhea, you know, remember that? I just kind of sneezed. My like famous one that like all my followers know is like I shit my pants while making out with this girl.
Oh,
yeah. Just
hammered,
like
drunk? Were you drunk?
No. Dead ass sober.
Oh,
dead sober.
Just nervous or just.
No, I like I'm going to TLDR this. Basically, it was start of COVID.
Yeah.
And everyone's listening to podcasts. I started listening to Joe Rogan and he's preaching the carnivore diet.
So
I was bored and I was like, I'm going to try this. Like, I've tried the vegetarian. Let's try the opposite, carnivore.
Yeah.
The problem is, and he didn't mention this or maybe I just didn't hear it, when you first start it, you have terrible diarrhea.
Oh, really?
Awful.
That means only meat. You're only eating meat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Gotcha. And so I start. Get diarrhea. I'm like freaking out. I'm like, do I have Crohn's? My grandpa had Crohn's, so it runs in the family.
Yeah,
I'm like, am I getting Crohn's? Like, insult to injury to this whole lockdown thing. But meanwhile, like, I go on this date with this girl. We go watch a movie. Date was awful. Situation was awful. Don't need to get into it. But basically, on my way, like, I was over at her place, kind of on my way out, and all of a sudden, like, my stomach just starts fucking the whole night. No problems.
Yep. Oh, it's always the body knows the most inopportune moment.
I think
it absolutely knows.
Yep. So kind of your same situation, like went from I'm good to if you don't sit on a toilet in the next minute, you're going to die.
Oh, one of the worst feelings. Oh, I hate that.
Yes.
And you were making out with her while you shit your pants.
Yep. So I was like, I need to go. She's like, fine. Once again, kind of weird situation where like we were dating, but not. It was situationship.
Sure.
On the way out, she's like, wait. And she like starts kissing me. And so I'm like, okay, I'm going to do this. And then that was when my body was like, yep, final straw.
It's time.
Boom.
Did you tell her?
No, she's to this day. Unless she's seen those clips, I don't think she knows.
So you just waddled out of there with a little diarrhea in your undies. Oh,
well,
that's a champ.
I was lucky. I was wearing black jeans.
That's the move.
Kind of
kept it in.
And
my underwear and my
didn't look like any like.
Yeah,
But
always
then,
wear black jeans.
But then I had to like drive home.
Oh, I'm full of poop right now.
I had to like drive home.
Yeah.
So like not only did I have to like waddle away, but like also act like I didn't just shit my pants.
Oh.
But then I had to like sit in my shitty pants for the like 3 minute
drive.
And it
turns into like a little cake of poop.
Oh yeah. It was all diarrhea.
This is not a cake.
This
is like super particular question. Do you remember what song you played on that ride back?
I said silence.
Silence.
I think that's silence. Where you think you listen to your heartbeat and you think about what you've done.
Yeah.
Like that's where you think about being alive.
Is this my punishment?
What did I do?
Yeah.
I shouldn't have been making out before marriage. Yeah. God, I'm sorry.
My bad.
Oh God.
Premature hand holding or whatever. Premarital handling.
I pissed myself in my car once when I was driving. I was like stuck in traffic and I had one of those naked juice bottles and I was like, okay, I'll piss in this naked juice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I get my dick out. It was like stop and go traffic. I get my dick out. I piss in it, but it was more than a naked juice bottle of piss. So I'm just pissing into it. It just all fills up. And you're like, no, stop. And you can't stop. And it's just like, and I'm just peeing on myself. And the piss is frothing out of the naked juice onto me in traffic.
A little, and you can't get all the naked juice out either. So
no, there's a little bit. Yeah. There's a little bit of that almond protein, whatever in there.
Oh my God.
One of those protein ones. Oh, that was bad.
Because
you can't stop a piss once it starts. It's impossible. I don't know why.
No.
But you can't stop.
That is one of the absolute truths.
You wouldn't think you would have more than a naked bottle of piss. Yeah. I thought never would I piss. I pissed like two of them.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That was a sad moment. That was sad.
I think, well, then you got to sit in it for the rest of the traffic.
And it was a long traffic. I think it was in Chicago
LA,
or something.
Oh, Chicago.
Yeah.
Okay,
it was like a 40 minute drive still. Yeah.
You ever
it was a hot day too, so it was like steaming. Oh, really disgusting. That was really bad.
You ever think the person next to you like saw.
They saw my dick. Yeah.
They're like, they just see really hyper focused, and then all of a sudden
he's banging on the window like, I got a Powerade bottle right here. Never use
switch
naked
out,
dude.
Switch out.
Yeah, you always use Powerade, man. Come
Can
on.
You imagine you're in stop and go traffic,
take
like
this,
hating your life?
Yeah.
Or even more like, you just all of a sudden in the corner of your eye see a dude just like freaking out, and you're like roll down your window. He's like, do you have a bottle? I need to piss so bad. It's going everywhere, man.
That's the time I would ask. I would feel fine doing that.
Hail Mary.
I'll inconvenience a stranger, not someone I know.
Yeah.
True.
That's what it is. I don't care about strangers.
True.
Yeah. Fine.
Yeah. Never see them again.
Exactly.
Well, thank you for sharing your pooping and pissing pants.
Yeah.
I forgot about
that piss one till right now. That kind of came back out of nowhere.
Yeah.
That's
I feel
good.
Like you can make a good. Like
that,
bit
that,
out
I think
it.
That's because like the seeing it come up that was very comical. Yeah. I've never figured out stories on stage, but I would like to one day. Yeah.
Really?
I've done a couple, but not really that many. Nothing over like a minute.
I do
like little short things. But like the guys who can do like an 8 minute story, I've never really
and then like,
been
or
able
like
to
go really far out and then wrap
yeah,
it in.
Yeah, and wrap it
of,
in. I've
yeah.
never been able to do that, which I think that's the hardest thing to do in comedy, actually.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Like a long story that dives in and out. Maybe it goes to other things, but then wraps up at the end.
Yeah.
I think that's the hardest thing to do in comedy.
Well, mm-hmm. I think your comedy is really great because it's just clever.
Sure. Like, okay, I like that. Yeah.
What was the maybe we shouldn't say the exact joke so that people can go and like listen to the joke.
Sure,
but the black box one.
Yeah. Oh,
that one.
When
that's
we saw
that one hit me. That one hit me really.
I
hard.
Love a good wordplay. I
yeah.
do love
yeah.
wordplay. I
yeah.
think I think wordplay is very fun.
When you said that joke in Houston, we were freaking out.
Yeah. it's just like Mike Ford.
That one can really hit or miss. I've seen that one miss a couple of times.
Speaking of,
you know what, in Minneapolis it didn't hit that well yesterday.
Really?
All white crowds don't like when you talk about race. They get a little
like can I laugh at this?
Yeah, like can I laugh at this? They're like, yeah, but it's like if you love other races so much, why aren't your friends of other races here?
Yeah.
You know,
true.
It's always that. Like, Minneapolis is that's the one thing they don't laugh about race jokes as much here.
Dang. Oh, really?
I noticed that yesterday. I think I had a great set, but like the maybe 5 minutes of race jokes were probably the worst jokes of the set.
Mm-hmm.
They still did fine, but they were like some people like I don't know
if I should laugh at this.
I don't think this is okay. Yeah, so that was interesting.
Mm. Interesting.
Every city has like little things like to laugh at.
Mm-hmm.
Like Houston, I feel like they didn't like. They like immigration, gun control down there a little dicier. Like every area has their like hot button topics.
Totally.
But if you can't laugh about it, I mean, it's
sure.
Just, it's
yeah. I still do it, but I just know.
I applaud
like,
you for still doing
the
it.
The gun control bit in Texas probably not going to hit as hard as in New York or whatever.
Yeah.
That's just how art works. It's not. It's different everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
That's so interesting. Were you going to ask something?
I was going to say, have you? So I know like like at amateur night, if you went to, you know, over at Sisyphus or something,
sure.
Obviously, like, those are just people like going up there and like doing it for their first, second, third time.
Yeah, yeah.
Lots of like jokes that just fall flat.
Oh, yeah.
Have you, like, tell me your like personal worst where you're just like, that joke bombed so hard that it's almost funny.
Oh, sure. Well, I've had two people try to storm the stage at me.
No.
Yeah, okay. In Chicago. In like right before the pandemic. Yeah, like right in 2020, right before the pandemic. I can't remember this guy. There is like this big fucking like classic, like old Polish dude, Chicago guy, mm-hmm. like a bowling ball
oh, yeah.
of yep. a man. And I don't know. He was like heckling me or whatever. I can't remember what he said exactly. And I made it wasn't really a great insult. I was talking about abortion. I was like, speaking of abortion, you should have been aborted.
Yeah.
It wasn't like my most clever moment. It was like kind of a bad riff. And the guy's
it's
like
your mom.
Yeah, yeah. It was the equivalent of a your mom joke. Yeah. It wasn't my best moment. And this guy just like stands up, he takes his shirt off. He had like a t-shirt on and had like a wife beater underneath. Yes. He just starts like fucking rumbling towards the stage. And it was the first day the Laugh Factory in Chicago had hired a security guard.
Nice.
If it had been the day before, I would have gotten my ass fucking beaten up. Because he would have beaten the shit out of me.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Thank God they had a huge security guard to like grab him by the collar and throw him out. But he was gonna get me. And then in Nashville, some guy, I made fun of Trump. I don't remember why I said about Trump, but this guy really hated it. And then I was like, oh, I think I called him like a chicken nugget body or something. That was a little better. And so I was like, he was like a walking chicken nugget.
You're
or
like,
whatever.
At least proud of that.
That was funny. And he really was a very square looking man.
Yeah.
And he gets up and he turns his hat around to reveal a Make America Great Again hat. And he like walks towards the stage. He could have beat me up. He actually got to the stage and then he just stood there and just like stared at me for like 2 minutes. He didn't do anything. And he just like didn't say anything. He's just like puffing his chest.
Here.
And then he eventually like a couple people were like, hey, back off, dude. And then he walked away. It was very weird.
Nice.
And I just like sat there like silent, like, are you going to hit me or not?
Yeah. Like, this seems like a big moment for you.
Someone turn on the camera. This could be big for my career.
Yeah.
It could be big. Yeah.
Comedian gets punched on stage?
Right. Yeah.
Big moment for him. I mean, he's probably like, this is where I make my stand.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. This
like,
is right.
Yeah,
stand up for Trump.
Yeah.
I am the wall.
Yeah. Daddy Trump will give me money because I stood up for him at
Look
a comedy show in Nashville. Yeah. People are crazy.
Man.
I don't know. Yeah. It gets wild out there.
Well, it's just so surprising. Surprising how like even just at that show that we were at with you, like some people you could just tell like weren't like they just weren't into it.
Yeah,
and I felt like
sure.
What do you? I mean, I think there's obviously taste and like what you like think is funny, but the expectation going in.
Yeah, I get if you don't like if you watch a Netflix special at home, I get if you don't like it, but if you take the time to leave your house, you bought a ticket, you got a babysitter,
you know who
you drove
seeing.
Into town. They also they had my videos up. They could have watched a couple of them to get an idea of what it was.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then they don't, and they're like, this is a little filthy.
Yeah.
A little crass for me.
Yeah.
It's always like a 65-year-old rich person. Those are the people who hate me.
Ugh.
60-plus rich people are the worst people
Not
in the world.
Demo.
The rich people in general just don't need... They don't need laughter.
They have
a good
money.
Life already.
They have money.
They have money. Laughter's for poor people and middle class people.
Yeah.
The rich people, they like, I have a yacht. I don't need to fucking laugh, dude.
Yeah.
They don't need it. Or like the rich women, like they spend so much money on their face, they don't want to put a crease in it by laughing. They don't want to like, they're like, this face costs $50,000. I'm not laughing.
No, absolutely not.
They can't. Yeah.
Damn. Wow. I can't even imagine if someone like charged me doing anything.
I mean, I was not graceful. I wasn't like I was like, oh please no, please don't, oh my god, please don't. And I became a fucking coward. I mean, of course, I'm skinny. He could break.
Yeah,
that guy, first guy, could have killed
me. Comedian, not a UFC fighter.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not strong. Yeah.
Damn.
You could maybe keep up with someone.
Oh, thank you.
We're very similar. Yeah. We got a similar build. Yeah. I think you're stronger than me for sure.
Well, it pays me funny. You just talk yourself.
Exactly.
Out of it.
I never had to use.
Oh,
strength.
Like I'll kiss you if you hit me.
Yeah. Don't hit me. I might get a boner. Yeah. I like getting slapped around. Yeah.
So here's a good follow up because I wanted to ask about this. you are phenomenal with crowd work.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. I try to be.
Was so impressed. Like, we've seen your clips.
Sure.
And, like, sometimes you watch the clips and you're like, is that real? Did he plant that person?
Oh,
and,
yeah. Like, people always think that. Yeah. It would be so much work to do that. I think maybe 10% of people would do that. Maybe. Yeah.
I think we're too, like, I come from a little bit the influencer world where, like, a lot of those interviews, completely fake.
Oh, for
a
sure.
A lot of those, like...
All those on-the-street interviews, they're all fake.
They're all staged.
I know most Every single I one know, of them. I won't say the name, but there's someone who does that in New York. It's all comedians they're talking to, and they have pre-planned bits they do.
Yep.
Which is whatever. It's funny, but it is not real. Yeah.
Yeah, if the entertainment is there, but I feel like with stand-up, there's so many... Like, social media is very different than stand-up.
Sure,
I feel like there's just more, like, respect around, hey, you're getting up in front of people to, like, talk for 5 minutes, and the expectation is that you have to be funny.
Yeah. You can't cut, you can't edit. It's it's just there,
I'm so dumb. I should have, so I've done a stand-up comedy thing.
Oh, you did?
It was so bad.
In Minneapolis?
No, in college.
So in Ames?
I get to be a nerd. So
I like that.
I was in the honors program at Iowa State,
yeah.
And they actually had, like, a comedy college class where they taught you how to be funny.
Wow.
Kind of bullshit.
Did you pay for that? It wasn't a credit class, or was it?
It was.
It
in
was.
In theory, yes, but like you had to get credits from the honors program in order to graduate with honors. So it was kind of like, well, if I'm going to do something.
Might as well do a comedy class.
Yeah. And at the time I'd been doing content creator stuff. So I was like, yeah, sure. I'll practice being funny when I'm already doing this on the side. And so, you know, we did that and it was kind of, it was just primed. It was a pass or fail. The way you pass is the end of the year, you do a stand-up comedy show. You have to get one laugh, but then they like put honors kids in there.
Oh,
like,
so they're all trying not to laugh?
They are trying. The prime is like, hey, like they need a laugh. So like just laugh, give them pity laughs.
Oh,
so,
wow. Yeah. An auditorium or something?
Just one of like the rooms.
Oh,
where
okay.
Smaller.
Gotcha.
Yeah, one of the smaller rooms.
It was a year-long class?
Oh, excuse me, semester.
Semester. And you had, how long was the set at the end?
I think mine ended up, how long do you think that was? Like 10 minutes?
Yeah, 7 to 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's 7 to 10
long.
Minutes.
Okay, nice.
Well, I tend to talk a lot. Like, I think one of the biggest problems I had was very long-winded.
That's a new comic thing. Everyone does that. Over talking, over writing. Mm-hmm. That's a very common thing. Mm-hmm.
I had him react to it. Because he'd never seen it before, and it was just kind of fun to go back to it after, like, two or three years.
Oh, you watched it? Yeah,
watched it.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah. That's
but
fun.
Maybe when you come back, I'll show it to
fun.
You.
Oh, that'd be fun. Okay, yeah. I'm into that.
I think that'd be
critique.
Funny.
Yeah,
I would love for you to just rip it apart.
That would be fun. I would love it. Maybe now I could find my first or second video. There's somewhere online.
Yeah.
I think the second one still exists. The first one might be lost forever. But
well, you've been doing it for a long time, haven't you?
10 years recently. Yeah, a little over 10 years now. Yeah.
When do you feel like you hit like when you like kind of just started running? Like,
I think I found my voice like right before the pandemic. Like my career was like kind of lifting off like January, February of 2020. I was like finally a full-time comedian. I was like headlining these clubs I've always wanted. Like when the pandemic hit, like March 2020, I had like 10 headlining weekends coming up in the next 3 months. Like, I was like, I'm finally going to make some fucking money in comedy. And so the pandemic really, I got really depressed when the pandemic hit. Like, I went to grad school. I was like, I'm done with comedy.
Yeah.
God doesn't want me to do comedy. Like, the world's against me. And then, then it came back. And I think I've really found my voice in the last 2 years.
Yeah.
Because the pandemic made you appreciate, like, I got locked inside away from the thing I love for like, 12 months. I was like, this is all I want to do. I might as well have fun and try my hardest at it now. Mm-hmm. I don't take it for granted as much as I did before.
Very true.
Before I was like, stand-up will always exist, but then it got taken away and you're like, oh shit, this is like
this
precious
can go away
thing.
Like that.
Yeah. So I really respect it a lot more now.
Yeah.
What made you come back?
I did Chicago was pretty much closed for like 9 months. There was a couple outdoor shows, but the shows sucked. But I did like one real show, like once the vaccine came out, And it, the second you do it, you're just like, oh, this is a feeling unlike anything else. Yeah. I can't go to DePaul for grad school. This is not going to. Bye-bye. I went to two semesters. I was like, okay, this isn't going to work out.
Fuck grad school.
Fuck grad school. My parents were so happy I quit comedy to go to grad school.
Oh, I thought you were going to say your parents were like supportive. And
No. They were like, yes, grad school. This is what we always wanted.
Fuck yes.
Yeah. But now they finally started appreciating that I'm being successful recently.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
Headlining Acme in Minneapolis, the comedy club here. That was like them, even though I've done bigger things, that was them realizing, oh, he's headlining that local club.
Wow.
Jeff must be finally doing it.
Yeah.
They didn't respect it at all until like 8 months
ago.
Yeah,
you were in
probably
a huger place somewhere else.
I did way bigger things. Yeah. Doing, I did like Just for Laughs in Montreal was a way bigger deal, but they had no conception of what that meant.
Yeah.
The Comedy Cellar means nothing to them. They have no idea what that means.
Acme
but Acme in Minneapolis,
is the
like, wow,
globe.
He's really made it. He's really made it, Thomas. Wow. Yeah.
That's sick. I do want to dive back into that really quick. I wanted to finish up.
Yeah.
I was just going to ask you about crowd work.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because,
yeah.
I got off on a tangent, but that was one thing that I tried to implement in my like show, and I just thought I didn't do it well.
Sure.
I basically
You did one little thing. What was it?
I just talked shit. This guy was wearing a beanie, and when I walked in, I had one moment that I was like, I need to find someone and just like be able to throw like one quick diss.
Oh, yeah. So That's good instincts.
This guy was wearing a beanie, and it looked pretty natural, but I had it pre-planned. But I was like, yo, like that guy, like with the condom on top of his head, it was really tight.
Sure.
It got some laughs.
Well.
But
I'm sure that did well.
Yeah, it was
a good line. Yeah, that's a good line.
But then watching you in Houston was insane.
The ideas
that you come up with and even your clips are like, what the fuck?
I'm trying to remember which show you guys were at because there were some wild.
It was the dude with the snakes.
Snake people?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That was a weird one.
Yeah.
These dudes who like were snake hunters or something.
Yeah.
Met on the side of the road.
Yeah, that was so funny because I feel like you heard that and you were like, this could not have gone any better.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. Yes.
That one was perfect. There are some times where you're like, well, you ask someone, oh, how'd you two meet? Oh, we met catching snakes in Mexico. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm just like, thank you. It's
like,
not some
hey,
lame,
you a
like,
check
I
after
work
this.
In
like,
IT
was
or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like, if I can't make that funny, I have to quit, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Okay.
But if I, it's something like that. I mean, it was funny, and I'm glad, but like, that was a softball to me.
Oh.
I think that was a. When it's really, when they have a weird response, I think it's easier, actually.
Interesting.
I think it's harder to make it funny if some guy's like, I work in accounting. I think that's much harder to make funny, actually.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
I feel opposite. I think if someone were to say that to me, I wouldn't even know where to go with that. I'd be like, snake hunting? What do I know about snake hunting?
That is true.
I
think you can just play off of that. Like, what is that? That's crazy.
Yeah.
I think people like that.
You turn into like question master.
True. You can turn into like an interviewer sometimes, like interrogations. Sometimes a little bit. That's what a lot of crowd work is just asking the right questions.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so
like a lot of people just ask like, how'd you meet? What do you do? Which can be funny, but when you ask people like, what's your favorite sex position? What's your dirty talk song? Like that's when they get like a more specific question. That's when the crowd work gets better, I think.
Oh, okay, so that's what I was gonna ask is like, do you have tips? I've, you know, with the Sisyphus doing the open mics, I've debated making a return.
Oh, yeah, you should.
To, like, become a comedian, but more just, like, I just like putting myself in situations where I'm either going to fucking fall on my face. Or
face of fear.
But crowd work is always, I think, sometimes I think really slow.
Sure.
Or thinking slow sends me down a spiral of, like, I need to say something, like, what am I going to say? It has to be funny. It has to be entertaining. And then it just... I just lock up.
Right. Yeah. I think the key to crowd work is that like once you do, you have to do it a few times to figure this out. But I think the crowd gives you the bar to being funny is lower for crowd work. The crowd like recognizes that you're like doing this on the fly. So they'll laugh at things that if you had written them down, maybe wouldn't be that funny. But they give you a slack. They're like, oh, he's doing this on the spot. It's kind of fun. We'll give him a little more leash to run with or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So then and also the fact that once you get comfortable on stage, you are funnier and smarter than the people in the crowd. So you'll always be able to beat them at their game.
Mm-hmm. Got
like,
it.
And like people get so nervous when you call on them. They like will always say something stupid.
Yeah,
like they don't even mean to do it, but everyone's so most people never get on stage after they graduate high school or whatever. So mm-hmm. they get so scared when you call on them. They're going to say something stupid that you can make funny. Mm-hmm. It's just, it happens every show.
Well, it puts the spotlight on
it. It puts the spotlight on them, and they're like, and then they say something that might not even be true, but it's like funny and honest.
Snakes.
And it, like snakes. That guy probably didn't
mean
to tell me that.
He walked out. He was like, I don't do that.
Or like,
either
it's not true, or he's like, God, I said I wouldn't talk about the snakes, but I did it. And he did it.
That's what I thought. Like, I was full thinking, like, that guy's fucking with him. Like,
I think that guy was honest. I think those guys were honest.
Crazy.
Those were weird, like, Texas dudes. Yeah. They were weird. They probably didn't mean to come in there and talk about that.
Yeah.
I think that was the nerves, probably.
And then someone else in that show, like, came in, like, late or something. You were grilling their friends or something.
Oh, yeah.
And then it was, like, perfect timing. Like, dude comes in, he's like, oh, you're like, there the fuck he is, like, late to the show. It was just, like,
I do remember that.
That
wow,
was, like, perfect
crazy.
Timing.
Yeah. I like to do a thing when someone leaves the room where I try to get their friend to like confess a secret about them.
Oh, yeah.
And then I try to incorporate that into like a joke later. I've only gotten it to really work like 3 times, but it's like kind of my holy grail I'm always chasing. Yeah.
That is really cool.
I did it last year in Madison, or not in Madison, Minneapolis, and I got it on tape. And it was like, I was like, this is the best moment of my career. I like pranked this dude who went to the bathroom or whatever.
That's hilarious.
And it felt really good.
That's cool. Like, I would never think of that. Where do your ideas come from? Like, what is your joke writing process?
It's a lot of me getting high. When I'm high, I'm very creative. I could come up with a lot of creative ideas. I maybe can't take them to their final point. Like, I come up with a lot of joke premises when I'm high. I don't have the concentration to write a whole joke when I'm high, but I'll come up with like the basic idea. And then I write everything down on my phone. Mm-hmm. If I say anything that makes someone laugh or think anything, I have like a notes app that has probably 20,000 joke ideas on it. And then like probably 5 days a week, I'll sit down and pick like 10 of those prompts and just like write, free write on them for like an hour.
That's
I
sick.
Put my phone on the other side of the room and like set an alarm and write. Mm-hmm. That's the main way I do it, is free writing.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
I think
I like that.
Getting away from your phone is good, because then I just write so much better when I'm not checking every 3 minutes.
Yeah,
or
the notifications going off.
Yeah,
it's just like
it just breaks your mind, your circle of your thoughts every time. It's
totally.
Never good. Yeah,
I feel like I come up with like sometimes. So I go on runs a lot.
Yeah. Oh yeah, running too. Running is great too. Yeah.
I was gonna say like my brain is just like, okay, let's focus on anything that isn't, you know, and
And it makes you run longer. The thing that always sucks. So I don't run. I will think of a great joke idea, but then I'm like, I have to remember this.
Yeah.
So it's all I think about for the next 30 minutes. Don't forget.
Yeah.
And it does help me run too.
I have like this like moment right before bed where I feel like I'm like lasered in on like not just jokes, but like life stuff that I'm just like doing in at the moment or like in that like time period. And I hate it because I don't like my phone's right there, but I'm about to fall asleep.
Yeah.
So I don't want to wake up and write it down. And there's zero chance I remember it.
Yeah. I used to always be like, this joke idea, I'll for sure remember that after I'm in dreamland for 8 hours.
Yeah.
And then you never do. So I always wake myself up, but it does ruin my sleep sometimes.
Yeah. It's like those, even running, like I'd be like, God damn it. Like, why now when I'm like, can't.
But then like, you'll remember it 3 days later while you're jacking off or whatever. Like, the joke will come back. I'm like, what the fuck? Why is this?
Also a bad time.
Like, yeah, also bad time using my phone. Yeah.
You like climax
almost
as you remember.
There,
like. Yeah, yeah.
I wanted to bring something up. I meant to bring it up earlier when you were talking about pooping your pants.
Oh, yeah.
So I was listening to your podcast. Are you commando right now?
Wait, am I? No, I'm not. I'm not right now. I'm not. Because I recently, maybe like a month ago, we had me and my co-host got in a huge argument. Whenever I wear black pants, I usually don't wear boxers. Probably like 4 days a week. I don't wear boxers.
Crazy.
I think it's more comfortable.
No, but why black pants?
Well, because then if the piss won't.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Because you always
yeah.
dribble like one drop of piss. So wearing khakis, I learned. I had too many shows where I would have like a clear piss stain. I'm like, I gotta go on stage right now. I guess I'm gonna be the guy who pissed his pants before the show. So now
that's
I don't
what happened
do
to
that.
Me.
Really?
Yeah, I had kind of like this material on pants and like the khaki color.
Yeah.
And just walked it, like, did the thing, shook, and then, like, put her back in. And it was like, nope, you had, like, just a little
more. Yeah, there was actually that.
It wasn't
much
like
pee
a
little.
Yeah, there was a good amount, but it was still just like the. And I walked out. And you can't get.
It's going to be an hour till it dries. You're just that guy now.
Yeah.
That's what our podcast is named after. Last drop. Just like that one last drop that gets you.
God really fucked up with the urethra. Yeah. You can't get all the piss out.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
No, maybe redesign the thing.
So
yeah.
I was listening to your podcast, and like at first I was just like, because you were like, oh, I think more people do this. And I was like, nah, man, that's not.
I think
not
it
is.
But then when we posted it, most people were commenting, Team Commando, dude.
No way.
I would say 70% of the comments were in support of being Commando half the time, not every day. I probably.
Okay.
And now after hearing the arguments, I'm going to scale back my Commando days, probably 2 days a week now.
Do you feel it's like risky?
Yeah, that's.
I think that I like the argument that someone says, like, well, then your shit is just rubbing against your pants. And that is a good point.
Yeah.
That is, it means I should wash my pants more. I was wrong not to do so. But I'd also say, isn't it just going to get shit on your boxers? It's going to go somewhere.
Yeah.
I guess the boxers are for that, though.
On a sweaty day, your shit's gonna get to the pants. Anyways.
Yeah. On a hot day, I'm not wearing boxers. That's uncomfortable to me. I don't wear them on a hot day.
Then I started thinking. I was like, "Who the fuck was just like, let's wear boxers?" You know what I'm saying?
There's no reason.
Like, who was like, "I'm gonna wear a layer of clothing underneath a layer of clothing," and that's where I was
and
like,
it's not
"Big
for
brain."
Warmth.
Like,
it's not for warmth either, and it's not really comfortable either.
No.
I don't think it is, actually. I think it's generally
uncomfortable. It's protection from the zipper.
I've never had a problem with the zipper.
I always hear
about that, but I've never had that happen.
But
it could.
Because the one time it happens, it will ruin your life.
Yeah.
That is true.
Yeah.
The one time a pube gets caught, or God forbid, the skin of the penis gets caught in there.
Yeah.
That's the, I'll be like, shoot me, doc.
Yeah.
Shoot me. Put me down like
fine.
A horse. I don't
like...
want to live anymore.
Give me the tranks. Like...
Yeah, I don't need to live out of that.
My
yeah.
whole reason to live is gone.
I want a horse painkiller. Yeah. Like, you don't need one for
And
this.
A couple people said that it makes my penis less sensitive because it's rubbing on my jeans, but that can't be true.
Yeah,
that doesn't make
paint.
Any
that's
sense.
Not.
There's no way that's
if
true.
If anything, that's a good thing.
Yeah, when
like
yeah,
your girlfriend
yeah, wouldn't
that, would love
yeah,
that.
Wouldn't that make me finally last 90 seconds? Yeah. That'd be great.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Don't see a problem with that.
Yeah, I don't see a problem.
Every dude
yeah.
should do that at that point.
Yeah. You guys don't go, you're not Commando right now?
No.
In that color. Not in that color.
Not
no.
this color.
I got
no,
underwear
no.
on underneath here.
I only wear black pants because of that now.
That makes you have, but you have like your reasoning and you have like
I wasn't always,
not,
I'm a newly
not,
Commando guy. Like,
it's not with just like, oh no, I'm just underwear is expensive. It's,
yeah,
like,
no,
you have like, there's like,
it's comfortable. I just want to be
comfortable.
Comfortable.
You prepare with black pants. It's during like when it's hot out, absolutely no. Like,
yeah, I just never want to, being uncomfortable in clothes makes no sense. Why would you wear clothes that you don't feel comfortable with? Mm-hmm. Even if they look bad. I wore shorts to a wedding once because I was like, I'm going to be comfortable.
That's awesome.
It was 105 degrees. I'm like, I'm not wearing pants. I'm sorry. It was outside wedding.
What?
I wore nice golf shorts, and I realized I was wrong at the now. I
yeah,
do,
you're wrong.
I was wrong. Yeah. I was wrong.
It's
but
not your day.
It wasn't my day. It wasn't my day. Yep. I was wrong, but it felt pretty good.
But you
good.
Were comfortable.
It felt pretty good. And now I lost a friend over it. Yeah.
Did you
really?
A guy got, one of my friends got really mad
wow.
at me. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, really?
Not, like, the, not just, the guy's wedding. One of,
I would just shit on you relentlessly. I wouldn't.
Yeah. He got, his girlfriend got mad at me, and then he had to get mad for her, and then it became a whole thing. Yeah,
damn.
Yeah, very
that's so,
lame.
That's so wild.
Yeah,
so
I'm
lame.
Like, I'm trying to think. Like, if Evan rolled up to my wedding wearing shorts, I would just shit on him.
Yeah,
I'd be like,
yeah,
one of our
shit
best
on
friends.
Him.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
It's, not a
yeah.
Big, it's like whatever.
Yeah, that's like,
I
might
have
be
done
like,
it, but yeah.
Yeah, he should just get up on stage and be able to start ripping. Like,
yeah,
hey,
yeah, yeah.
See,
roast
when
me.
You see Jeffrey, like, give him a high five. Like,
yeah,
wearing
yeah,
shorts.
Great
slap
outfit.
His thighs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah, yeah. give him a little salmon. Yeah, 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 the salmon.
Skies out, thighs out. Dude, you have the, like, you know, button up tie blazer.
I think. Yeah, I did.
That's
yeah.
even more incredible.
Yeah. It looked really bad. Like, yeah. It didn't make any sense. Yeah.
You need to make a bit off of that.
I wish there's a picture somewhere. I got to find a picture
yeah.
of it.
Oh,
it didn't
yeah.
look good. It was at like a golf country club thing or something. Yeah. Yeah, it was not a great wedding.
That's phenomenal.
It fits. These are golf shorts, you know.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I was like, I'm going to play 18. Yeah, of course I'm not. But
no. Wedding at 9, 18 holes at 10.
Right. Yeah.
I love it. I love it. Can we bop back? I know we're jumping around quite
good.
A bit.
That's
but I want to hear more about your comedy career. So you are born and raised here?
Yes, yeah, Woodbury, Minnesota. Yeah.
Do you got to throw it down for?
Yeah, what's the trajectory? What's did you do this in high school and then?
No, I did not. I didn't even really know what stand up was. I mean, I knew it existed, but wasn't really into it till I was like 20 or 21 probably, cuz mm-hmm. Madison, I went to college at University of Wisconsin in Madison.
Nice. Yeah.
And they have a great comedy club there called Comedy on State. It's mm-hmm. known as one of the best. Acme in Minneapolis and Comedy on State are known as like the two best clubs in the country, really. And Denver has a club too. Mm-hmm. Oh, every cool. comic will say those three are the best like road clubs. And so there was an open mic night every Wednesday at the Madison club. Mm-hmm. And there'd be like, I think it was like $1 for students or something. It was a crazy deal. And like $2 beers. So mm-hmm. me and my friends would go there like every week and just get hammered and watch comedy. We probably went like every week for a year. Mm-hmm. I really never watched like stand up specials. I just watched this open mic night. Yeah. I wasn't like a Richard Pryor, George Carlin, Steve Martin, mm-hmm. Eddie Murphy. I didn't really give a shit about that. Mm-hmm. We just went to the local. And my friend, I had this Saudi Arabian friend who like didn't speak English. It wasn't like his first language. And mm-hmm. he really wanted to do stand up, but he didn't speak English well enough to do it. Mm-hmm. So he was like, convinced me to do it like almost for him. Not like I wanted to do it too, but like he definitely wanted me to do it a little for him. And we would like write jokes together for like a year probably before I finally got up.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, it was a fun time. And then I finally got up at like 22, right before I graduated. It was like 2 months before I graduated. And I really had a great first set. I really crushed. And after that, it didn't go great for a while. But I had one great first set. There was like 200 people at my first show. It was crazy. Yeah, it was awesome. Holy shit. Yeah, it was amazing.
Is that the you posted a clip a while back. It was the one with the books.
Oh,
you look super young.
Yeah, yeah. That was maybe like a year or so in 2 years into comedy. But I had the same.
Okay.
Now my comedy is I'm very like maybe like confident and loud and like I'm moving around. But back then I just kind of stood there and just kind of sad talked like this. And I did like very like monotone, like I'm a virgin, like self-deprecation stuff, which it was funny, but it's totally different than what I do now.
Yeah.
So I did like prop comedy. I did like
comedy.
I would like bring a stack of books on stage. I have props and I'd like use the books as props. I would read from the Bible and I had like I had this like
that just goes so south.
It was so weird. Yeah. And I had like this poster board I would bring on stage and read off of. I did these weird bits back then.
So how did you hone in like to, you know, you were saying you were very like timid and like, you know, had more around like I'm a virgin, and now you're like, I wouldn't say you're aggressive on stage, but you're definitely just a little bit more like, hey, this is who I am, and I'm gonna be like edgy. And how did you get there? Like,
I'm very confident now. I mean, I did finally have sex. That helped. That was good. I got that come out.
Yeah.
I started masturbating. That was good too. I was just a vibrating little mound to come on stage when I was 23. I was like, oh, please, someone suck me off. Like the first, I think I lost my virginity like 2 years into comedy. So yeah, it took a little bit, but that did help. Honestly, but then I just, you know, it actually was. It's like when people tell me not to do something, that's when I do something. Like, people knew me as the prop guy. They were like, oh, Jeff's the Bible guy. Prop guy. He's like the nervous. And like, I was like known for that. And it was like a good thing. But I was like, I want to do something else now. So I like consciously decided to do a totally different type of comedy, mm-hmm. like do like more like political, like
hot
like
pressers.
I mean I love Bill Burr. I kind of want to do like kind of what Bill Burr is doing, like mm-hmm. he's definitely one of my heroes. So like I it didn't go well. There was like, I remember a year where I really did not do well, mm-hmm. like trying this new style of comedy. But it is just, you do your reps and you figure it out. That's just I was known as like, I would try to do as many sets as I can. Mm-hmm. I was the guy who was, I'm doing two or three sets. I was doing like my two or three sets a night in Chicago when other people were only doing one. Mm-hmm. And there were a lot of people who were funnier than me. And I think were more naturally funny than me, but I put in the work and I got funnier than them.
That's sick.
I think there is a lot to be said. Natural talent does matter, but in the end, I think working hard is the real game changer, I would say.
And coming.
And coming.
Yeah.
Shout out the X Factor is coming. Yes. Coming regularly is nice. Blowjobs are good. Yeah. They will help your
life.
Shout
out sex.
Shout out sex. It's good. Sex is goated. We love it. Yes. I love that.
Was that, is that, did you lose your virginity to the girl that you're dating right now?
No. This is in 2017, 2018.
Yeah, how did you and your girlfriend meet?
We met on Hinge in Chicago during like the heat of the pandemic, in like that first winter of 2020 when in Chicago everything was shut down. Mm-hmm. And we went on a date. We just walked by the lake it was like 30 degrees and just got hammered on like a thermos of whiskey. It was great. Yeah.
Sounds like a great first
date.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, this girl's cool as hell.
Yeah, she fucks.
Yeah, exactly. It was like freezing cold. It was insane. She agreed to do it.
Yeah.
She must have been really desperate. Yeah. There was no one outside. We were the only people outside. It was insane.
That's cool.
It was a fun. And now, we live together in New York. She's great.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I love that. When did you decide to go to New York?
I
actually moved to New York before the pandemic and lived there for like a year and a half. And then I moved back, not because of the pandemic, but luckily I did right before the pandemic. And then I moved back like a year ago.
I was
in Chicago during the pandemic, which I think was great. Mm-hmm. New York seemed terrible.
Were you in New York when like the sky was like orange or whatever?
I actually was out of town when it was. My girlfriend sent me pictures though. That looked insane. That shit scares me. I would have not enjoyed that.
Not shit.
I mean, no one enjoyed it, but like that shit really gives
your
me
mind
existential
would have
tremors.
Like, yeah. Forest fires.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. My like conspiracy theory apocalypse brain gets going. I don't need that.
No, yeah.
Even right now. I mean, yesterday it was pretty bad. It's not that bad today.
Yeah,
but
we've had a couple bad days here.
That's so scary to me. Yeah. That stuff really bums me out.
No, it's a little for me, it's like, oh shit, like nature really could just take us all out.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. 100%. We have no control. Yeah, you got AI, cool. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
No one cares. ChatGPT can't clear the skies.
Yeah, it could just be like meteor and we're
let's enjoy this while we can. Exactly.
How to avoid meteor.
Yeah. The great prompt. Yeah.
Can AI stop meteor?
Yeah.
Maybe if the dinosaurs had AI,
they would
still be alive.
Sure, those stupid dinosaurs.
I love it, man. Hey, we're probably around an hour of recording. How are you doing on?
Well, I don't know what time. What time is it? Right
it
now?
Is 4:15.
Okay, yeah, we can do like 10 more minutes. I'm down with that. Yeah,
cool.
Yeah,
I've been asking a lot of questions. Do you have any specifically?
No, we've been doing great. I was gonna. I remember. So he's like I said. He sent me the clip of you with the countries, and I was
like,
"This is so cool! Like, I want to just rip some off and like off the top of the head to see like."
Oh, okay, yeah, okay, okay.
So
let's see how I know.
All right, so we're gonna do some warm-ups.
Yeah,
we're gonna do like Germany,
Berlin, of course.
Yep.
Yes.
Oh, even easier, United States.
DC.
There we go.
I almost said America.
I was like, okay.
What
I
thought he was a genius? Yeah. I guess
that's what Trump would have wanted.
Yeah. Wherever Donald Trump is. Yeah. Currently, that's the capital.
Prison question mark?
Yeah. Right.
God,
Rikers
too much
Island.
Too much liberal agenda here.
Okay. Yeah.
Let's do another one. Vietnam.
Vietnam. Hanoi.
Yes.
There we go. I always say Ho Chi Minh sometimes.
All right. We'll go different continent. Zimbabwe.
Zimbabwe. Harare.
Yes.
Yes.
God damn
there
it.
We
I
go.
Can't
there we go. That was a tough one.
The first two were yes, but from here on, I did not know any of these.
You don't even know these countries. Okay. I can tell you where they are too, probably.
Well, I know. Okay. Actually, I don't know these countries either, where they are. Okay. This country is East Timor.
East Timor. It's right next to Indonesia, Dili.
Wow.
I knew that one. I could find that one on a map. It's like
that's
a really
insane.
Small little island. I would love, that's a good one.
This one, I might butcher the pronunciation, but it's
and it will be
Palau.
Offensive when you do. Palau.
Yeah, Palau.
But
you even just knew what it was.
I know,
yeah,
it's
crazy.
It's a Pacific
oh
island. What letter does it start with, the capital?
N.
It's like Ngelmelrud or something. It's like N-G-E-L-M-M. R-U-D
yes.
or something
I'll give
like
it
that.
To you. It's,
I don't know how to say it.
It's N-G-E-R-U-L-M-U-D.
Okay. Yeah, I have no idea.
I tried pronouncing it and I was like, that's too close.
I'm yeah, like, yeah. It also starts N-G-E-R. I was like, I don't know.
Like, there's no
there's
way.
There's not a vowel, but my brain's putting a vowel yeah, in like, there, we'll and I don't like this. Quick. Yeah. It's Polynesian. Yeah. No, it's a different word.
Look it up. Look it up.
He said he knew all the capitals. Yeah. I guess they're all slurs to him. Yeah.
And then the last
that's
one.
That's a tough one.
So what I did when I looked these up is I just looked up new countries because I was like, oh, sure. Because I was like, he started masturbating at some point.
Sure,
sure. And like what you said, like.
There have been some new countries in the last 15 years.
Where's
like,
the gap? Yeah. Where's
so
the gap?
There has to be
East Timor was a decently new country. Yep. Yeah, what's the next? I wonder what
my last one is Kosovo.
Oh, Kosovo. Kosovo. There we go. It starts with a P, doesn't it?
Yep.
Podgorica.
Nope.
Pristina.
There it is.
Dude, crazy.
That's I knew
it
was insane. One of, he's not kidding.
Podgorica's nearby.
I saw that video and I was like, there's no way. And
that video, I was right on all of them. Sometimes I do just confidently say an answer and people don't know.
And they're like,
you know
holy
what I mean?
Shit.
If someone says Uzbekistan and I don't know, I can just say any ethnic sounding word and they'll be like, holy shit. Yeah. And they're not allowed to take their phones out during the show so they can't fact check me. But usually I did get called out. Some lady was from Lesotho, which is like a small African country, and I got it wrong, and she lit me up. I got cucked in front of all these people.
I mean, rightfully so.
I'll never forget that. Yeah. I was like, I'll never forget the capital of Lesotho.
That's
again.
Awesome.
Maseru. I'll never forget that.
Yeah, rightfully
that
so. I mean,
gotta respect the Lesothan people.
Yep.
Come on.
Mm-hmm.
This is hilarious because I was watching that entire clip and just being like, I didn't take a single geography class. Like, if you dead ass, I am that person that if you sat me down, gun to head, like, name 25 of these states in America.
You could,
maybe more. I would say, like, 40.
You don't remember the song?
Never learned it.
Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas. Yep. You don't, damn.
But it's placing them.
Yeah, oh, you couldn't put them in their spot? Oh,
yeah.
Real? I don't think I even learned it in school. It was just like I had a big map on my wall for I don't know why, but I was just fascinated by this big map that I looked at all the time because I was such a loser. I was just like playing with Legos and like making up these battles. Like we're in Uzbekistan now and we're fighting each other. Like that's the shit I was doing for fun while you guys were like on baseball teams and stuff. Like, that's what I was doing. But you guys were exploring yourselves sexually. I was like,
well, hormones were like battling inside my body.
And I was just like, the capital of Uzbekistan is Tashkent or whatever. It's so stupid. Yeah. Incredible stuff.
Oh my man. Dude, I love that. I love that.
I should learn them all again. I should bring it back.
I love it. It's just like a funny. It's a funny like challenge me. Like do it.
Yeah.
And
it's a fun.
Like, ooh, okay. And
maybe I'll do a new one. I know a lot about presidents. Maybe I'll do the president.
That one. Okay. I saw that was part of that video.
That was part of the bit, but it's like kind of a decoy.
That one made me laugh because he's like, I'll say anything about him or whatever, and you're like, straight white guy next.
Yeah.
Like, perfect.
I should
That's
do
great.
It for real. I think I could do the presidents too. Yeah,
That's
I'll try
crazy.
To do that next time.
My girlfriend. She did all of the states. Like, I think someone was just like, name all the states, pussy. And she's like, okay, I'll do it. And did it. The one she forgot was Iowa.
The one that you met in? Yeah.
Or we didn't meet there, but like, knows that like that's where I went.
Right,
to
right, of course.
How I know him. Like, all of our friends here went to Iowa State. And
you
so
always
just
forget
like,
the most omnipresent thing.
She was, and she couldn't. They were like, there's one more.
And
she could
not
like,
figure
I don't know what it.
It
is. I said them all.
Oh,
I was
no.
Like, God,
way more embarrassing thing to say. When I first learned, like, when I had a scholarship at the school that I went to, and that was kind of my deciding factor.
Yeah.
At some point after I, like, accepted, you know, my whatever, I was like, I don't know where Iowa is. So I went on my computer.
Like, where am I going to college? Yeah.
I was like, where am I? Like, dead ass thought it was like further
people in
right.
Phoenix, you have no idea where Iowa is. Why would you?
I mean,
no need.
Iowa's actually not bad. Iowa, I think Iowa is underrated.
Up and coming,
Des Moines is an underrated. Ames, not my favorite college town, honestly.
Oh, really?
I think Iowa City blows Ames out of the water.
What?
I gotta say
all right,
that.
Get off.
No. I know you guys are homers and you love Ames.
When did you go to Ames in Des Moines?
Yeah.
I did a show in Ames years ago.
No
I
way.
Cannot remember
Where'd
what
you
it
go?
Was called. It was some bar, some ups on the, what's the main
Welch?
Drag?
Is it Welch or Duff's?
Duff's. It was Duff's.
Really?
I'm almost
Duff's?
Positive.
Wait,
is there an upstairs?
Isn't Duff?
Is there an upstairs in Duff's?
I feel like
I went
Duff
to
was,
Duff's.
I thought Duff's was a street.
Oh, Duff's was a street. Okay,
yeah.
It was on Duff's then.
Or like
it
Duff.
Was, Yeah, it was on
Wasn't
Duff
that what,
Street.
Like, Target and Walmart are all on? Isn't that?
Yeah, because it was Duff. Because we were all making jokes like, that's the beer in The Simpsons or whatever. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Which one?
Isn't it
Tips? Isn't it like Tip Top or something?
Yeah, Tiffs.
It might be that. I cannot remember. It was a
weird
bar show.
That wasn't really close to like the university.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't close to the university. Yeah. No, it was on where the locals hang out a little bit. Yeah.
I can't remember if it's
I feel like your comedy would rip it. Like,
I think
if you went
I would
show
love to do it again there. I've done Iowa City a lot, so that might be why I like Iowa City more. I've had a great
I've actually never
time.
Been, so I can't either.
You never went to Iowa City? Oh, it's
no.
a cool town.
I just told it was a shithole. So
oh,
like,
really? No. Oh, no. It's a very artsy, cool town, actually. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's awesome. Des Moines rips, too.
I actually have
had probably some of the best shows I've ever done in Iowa.
Des Moines,
I don't know what it
crazy.
Is. The crowds there are really fun.
Mm-hmm.
Cedar Rapids, I've had some of the best crowds of all time.
They got nothing better to do.
It is legitimately, they're so excited. They're like, oh my God, I can't
Something's
believe you
happening.
Came to our little bumfuck town.
Yeah.
They're like, they're so excited to have fun. Those mm-hmm. people in New York are like, yeah, whatever.
I can go do
they're
like
they can do anything.
In the alleyway
we,
while I,
yeah, we
a
can
cat
leave at any
flying.
Time and go anywhere else. Like in CR, they're like, this is the best thing we'll do all year.
Yeah.
And they're down to, and they get drunk too. That's another thing.
Oh, yeah.
People in the Midwest are just drunk in the crowd, and that's great. That's good for comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Comedy's good, better when drunk.
It was funny when I was going, and people were making jokes about, like, oh, all they do there is get drunk in the cornfields. And I'm like, it's just. And then, like, talking to some people, they're like, yeah, in high school, we would just get drunk.
They would
in
just
the
drive
yeah.
their trucks into a cornfield and have a party.
Yeah.
And that's cool.
Yeah.
That's fun. That's awesome. I love an outdoor drinking.
I wish I
drinking.
Got to experience that.
Me too. I never.
Truly. Like, it'd be
oh,
like,
you never did got a drink
no,
in, like, a farm
we,
or whatever?
Kind of like a farm, I'd say, like, maybe a little. But, like, when we were.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but, like, not, like.
You're like, drinking around a bonfire is one of the best.
Oh,
that's one of the
exactly.
best things you can do. I
yeah.
love that.
Mm-hmm.
That. You would never do that in Arizona, I guess. You
no.
Have a bonfire.
No,
you
God,
don't want
no.
it to get hotter. Yeah, there's
that's
no
just
reason.
Asking
no.
for a fort.
And
like,
a
not
fort,
a forest
and a
fire. Fort,
just
but
a
like
fire.
A,
yeah,
yeah.
You can't do
everything
that.
Everything thing there is so dry.
Yeah.
It catches on fire immediately.
Yeah. I love a bonfire. That's the best.
True. True. Well, thank you for coming on.
Yeah, this was great.
Do you want to. Sauce out anything to shout out?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, go to whitecomedian.com. That's where my upcoming tour dates are. I bought the URL whitecomedian.com years ago.
Incredible.
It's the only good decision I've made in my life. So go to whitecomedian.com. Go to Jeffrey ATM, Instagram, Jeffrey Astamouth. Check out my jokes.
Oh, that's what it stands
for. That's what it stands for. It's a stupid little joke with my college friend.
I like
it. Yeah, Jeffrey ATM. And my first comedy special, The Only Funny White Man, comes out July 20th. So on YouTube. That's going to be fun.
Oh, yeah. What happened? Wasn't that supposed to drop?
It was supposed to come out in March, but there was a whole. My managers wanted to delay it.
Oh, okay.
It's been very annoying, but it's finally coming out.
Sick.
Yeah, July 20th. Yeah, it'll be a good time.
Yeah, I was excited for that. I was like, oh, I'm going to binge this.
I'm excited. Yeah, I think it's good. I hope it'll do well. Because
it was shot at Sisyphus.
It was shot
right?
in Sisyphus.
Yeah,
yeah, cool. A long time ago, like last November or December.
Cool.
Yeah.
So
Holy
sick.
Shit.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time.
Nice.
Cool. Guys, go check out all of his stuff. Yeah. Go to his YouTube. Go to one of his shows.
Yeah, go to a show. Yeah. I'm on tour all year, all over. Yeah, go to a
right
comedian.
To
I fucked up. We meant to buy tickets for tonight, but it was the first show to sell out.
Yeah, I was. Yes, Thursday sold out early. I'm shocked. Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck?
I knew Friday and Saturday probably would sell out, but I was shocked Wednesday and Thursday sold out. I'm excited. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's traveling, but me and three of my boys are going to roll up on
Friday.
Oh, nice.
Which one? The late show or early
show? Late
show. God, always go to the late show. Always go to
really?
The late show.
Really?
Because you can do longer sets on the late show. Because the early show, they like have to turn the room over. So you kind of got to keep it tight on the early show.
Cool.
I'll probably do a 15 minutes longer on the late show, probably. So
perfect.
It'll
All
be
right.
Better. Yeah.
Awesome. I'm
Should
excited,
be a
man.
Good time. Yeah.
Awesome.
Hell
cool. Thanks again for coming on.
Yeah. Thanks Appreciate for having it. Me. Yep. Yeah.
Thanks for listening to Last Drop.
Peace.
Fuck yeah.